Call it cheating. Call it nationalism's cheapest trick. Russia's success in international sports, even beyond the Olympics, may be in large part due to a state-run drug operation where bodies are treated almost as state property and made to excel whatever the cost and whatever substance is available to enhance performance. The World Anti-Doping Agency has found that during the 2014 Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, Russian coaches, doctors, and the athletes themselves apparently hid test results and violated Olympic drug testing codes repeatedly in a pattern that amounts to a culture of doping and concealment. Joining us is Andrew Moscato, director of the recent 2015 documentary Doped, The Dirty Side of Sports. Andrew, is this a surprise to you?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, the World Anti-Doping Agency was established in 2000 to prevent scandals like this from occurring. And unfortunately, this has shown a major flaw in the lack of governance in the World Anti-Doping Agency.
Although governance is a term of art when the loop is completely closed. I mean, you have the government, at least if these allegations are to be believed, the athletes, the medical community. I mean, you've got everybody in on it.
Right. And I think the idea that, you know, sport as a form of propaganda, nationalism, went away during the Cold War is proven to be false. I mean, just because there's anti-doping protocols in place doesn't mean that countries are going to try and find an edge when it comes to getting as many medals as possible during the Olympics.
Does Russia appear to have a preference for individual sports? Obviously, Olympic medals are very, very important, but where else do we find this?
Well, this report was focused solely on athletics or track and field. And so the WADA report recommends that the Russian team be kept out of the next Summer Olympics, the Russian track and field team be kept out of the next Summer Olympics. And that was basically the only scope of this report, because it was based on a German documentary that came out last year that alleged doping going on amongst Russian track and field athletes. And the report has found that all of the findings in the documentary were true. So it certainly could extend and probably most likely does extend to other Russian sports. But as far as the findings of this report, it's solely just on track and field.
And just to be clear, the propaganda value of an outstanding NHL player or NBA player could certainly benefit from these techniques in exactly the same way as athletes in track and field.
Oh, without a doubt. I think it would be very naive to think that this is only happening in track and field. We were talking about shadow laboratories. We're talking about athletes paying off drug collectors. I mean, it's basically the most nefarious things possible that could happen in a doping scandal have taken place with this one.
In the enforcement of anti-doping laws, has there ever been a case where a government was complicit? I mean, the East German egregious abuses during the Cold War were in many ways why the entire anti-doping legal framework was created.
Right. And again, that's why in 2000, the World Anti-Doping Agency was established to try and keep these conspiracies from happening. And you have the stakeholders in WADA being world governments, Russia included, and track and field and sport federations like the IAAF, the Track and Field Federation. And both those areas, the sport federation and the government, are the ones complicit in this doping scandal, not the athletes necessarily. It seems like this was put up on the athletes. The sad thing is we're talking about penalties and recommended penalties. It's the idea of keeping athletes out of the Olympics. And sadly, I'm sure not all Russian athletes were doping, but the clean ones are going to be penalized just like the dirty ones. And I think the penalty should be placed more on the institution, more on the officials, the sport officials. I think just like we're seeing in FIFA with them cleaning house, I think the same should be done in the IAAF and in the Russian Sport Federation.
Have athletes ever told their stories in a situation like this? I mean, we certainly know the baseball story in the U.S. where clearly this is a voluntary decision on the part of individual athletes to get higher contracts and to up their stats. But in this particular situation, has anybody outed the government and claimed that they were in a sense compelled to do this sort of thing?
Well, that's where all this came from, was Russian athletes spoke to this German documentary filmmaker last year, and they alleged that they were being given certain illegal steroids. They were being told to pay off certain anti-doping officials to cover up any sort of positive tests or questionable tests. And so that's what prompted, it was very embarrassing for the World Anti-Doping Agency, because I think their initial reaction is to say, well, wait a minute, we've done a good job. Doping isn't as prevalent now as it used to be. But it was such a giant question mark whether or not what these athletes were saying was true that the WADA had to investigate it. And that's what they did in this case. And it's important to remember that WADA really doesn't have any teeth. All this report is just a recommendation. So they're recommending that the IOC penalize Russia, keeping them out of the next Olympics. They're recommending that the IAAF also institute some sort of sanction. But that's basically all this is the World Anti-Doping Agency has confirmed these allegations from these Russian athletes, and they're recommending that some sort of penalty take place.
Any evidence that Russia uses its own formidable technological expertise to come up with countermeasures to mask and conceal the false tests?
Yeah, well, one thing that really surprised me is this talk of this shadow laboratory that WADA, Russia has their WADA accredited lab in Moscow, but they're also using the intel and knowledge from that lab to create this other laboratory that they would also funnel tests through to basically pre-screen and discover whether or not substances were showing up positive. I mean, that's kind of what you heard in the Balco days. Guys like Victor Conti, who were giving drugs to Barry Bonds, Marion Jones, he was doing that on his own. He was finding labs that would kind of pre-screen some of these banned substances or these samples to see if they would test positive. It seems like Russia was doing this on a national scale, which is pretty amazing.
If Russia was banned from the Olympics, it would clearly discredit and reduce the interest in the Olympics next time around, yes?
Without a doubt. And I think it also frightens other countries. It will be interesting to see if they adopt it, because other countries will say, well, if something like this were to happen to us, would we be kept out of the Olympics? So it will be very interesting to see how the IOC manages to implement the recommended penalties. The other interesting thing, too, it's important to remember, is that Russia is hosting the next World Cup in 2018. So if they're found to be non-compliant in doping, also there's phrases about how they kind of disrupted the 2012 London Olympics with the use of widespread doping among their athletes. How can world sport trust Russia, a non-compliant country, to host one of the biggest sporting events in the World Cup?
Yeah, FIFA, of course, they're holier than thou, right?
Well, it just goes to show the dominoes seem to keep falling. And obviously there's officials who sit on the Russian Sport Federation that also sit on FIFA. So if people weren't suspicious of these global sport federations before, they certainly should be now.
Andrew Moscato is director of the documentary Doped, The Dirty Side of Sports. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thank you, John.